This is the end of the second ballgame.
13-1, St. Louis in the lead, and at 1-1.
And we're in trouble this time, folks. This is the second game of the season, and the Cubs are losing. This is the end of it, and the Cubs are losing 13-1. Got it? 13-1.
The Minnesota game is into the ninth inning. 70. The Cubs, in 162 games, committed a total of only 137 errors. A fly ball up that power alley in left center gets through to the wall. Ortiz goes over to pick it up, rounding third and coming in to score the 14th run is Cardinal, as Joe Haig pulls into second with a double, and St. Louis continues to pour it on. Joe Haig's second double of the day, his third base hit, produces still another run for St. Louis. And this is Ted Simmons. Simmons is 1-for-2 plus a pair of walks. And the Cardinals are not showing favorites. They're stepping on all of the Cub pitchers today. Strike one. Foul wide of the bag, and it's 0-2. Make that Minnesota lead read 4-0 over Milwaukee as they go to the ninth inning.
He pitches.
Oh, and he's hit. On the shoulder, I think Simmons is okay. Yes, he gets up. And so a tough break for Regan there, as he had gotten in front of the batter. No balls and two strikes, and then comes in with a pitch that hits him. So the Cardinals have runners on first and second. Haig, who had doubled, is still out there. And a little work done on the shoulder there of Simmons, and he is apparently going to be all right. Julian Javier becomes the next Cardinal batter. He's the sixth batter of the inning. Cardinals have nudged across a couple and lead now by a 14-1 score. The Lions score on the only final of the afternoon finds Baltimore 3 runs, 9 hits, and 3 errors over Washington's 2-9-1. McNally the winner over Casey Cox. As the ball is fouled back, and the count is 1-1 to Julian Javier, St. Louis Cardinals second baseman, who in 4 previous plate appearances has drawn the collar. He grounded out to the shortstop, fouled out to the catcher, reached on an error. Of course, he has a time at bat for that. And this ground ball to Kessinger is scooped up, and a double play is a result as he gets it over to Beckert, and he fires to first. So the Cardinals add on a couple more, but a double play ends any further possibility of scoring. And after 7.5 innings of play here at Wrigley Field, the Cardinals lead 14-1. Regan, who celebrated his 34th birthday yesterday, wasn't treated as a birthday boy there in that last inning, as the Cards reached him for a couple of runs. And now a change, as Lee has moved into left field in place of Brock for the Cardinals. Lee into left for the Cards, as Don Kessinger, the top of the order for the Cubs, moves in to try to do something about this horrifying deficit, as the Cardinals are winging 14-1, and Kessinger takes in tight for ball one. It's been Carlton every inch of the way in what for his St. Louis team has been a laugher. Last inning, Joe Pepitone reached him for an opposite field home run, and that's it as far as the Cubs scoring is concerned, as Kessinger takes strike one. 1-1. Don is still looking for his first base hit of the season. He was 0-for-4 yesterday. He's 0-for-3 this afternoon. And he doesn't get it here, as the grab is made at third by Torrey on that line shot. So Kessinger's strong bid for that initial base hit is stopped on the lightning-like reflexes of Torrey at third. Glenn Beckert, who is 1-for-3, is the batter now with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning at Wrigley Field. And Beckert's foul is wide of third for strike one. Glenn singled with one out in the fourth inning. This was the first bona fide threat the Cubs had, as with one away, he got the single, and now the called strike, and it's 0-2. Billy Williams followed with a walk, but then Ron Santo hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Second to short to first, and there went that threat. A ball there, a ball and two strikes is the count. Lee in left field has replaced Brock for St. Louis, as the foul back holds the count at a ball and two strikes. The Cards have made two defensive changes in this game. Earlier, Sizemore was replaced at shortstop by Dal Maxville. Outside for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. The next batter will be Billy Williams, and Beckert is hoping to get on and have Billy drive him home. And the ground ball is through into right field for the base hit, as it takes the tough hop over Javier's glove, and Beckert gets on for his second hit of the afternoon, and here comes Billy Williams. Billy is 0-for-2. Williams fouled out to the third baseman in the first inning, drew a walk in the fourth, and flied pretty deep to right field in the sixth. Taken for strike one. Carlton looks at first and throws to the plate, and Williams swings, and a long fly to deep right center is gone. A home run for Billy Williams. Well, by golly, we're having some fun this afternoon after all. Billy Williams, two-run home run, his second home run in as many games. Makes it look just a wee bit respectable anyway. It's now 14-3. Beckert scoring ahead of Billy Williams. And here's the strike one to Ron Santo. Bottom of the eighth inning as the Cubs belatedly come to life. And Santo is out in front of a changeup. And the count to Ron is now no balls and two strikes. Pretty smart pitch there by Carlton, undoubtedly figuring, well, Santo would like to do the same as Williams, so he pulled the string on a little bit and had him out in front. And this one gets away, and the count is a ball and two strikes. Santo had a notion on that one, held up, and it's now two balls and two strikes. As the fans who have been waiting quite patiently this afternoon for something good to happen now have had something to cheer about in the last two innings. A solo homer by Pepitone in the seventh, the two-run blast by Williams here in the eighth. And Santo nubs it foul back of the plate, and it stays at 2-2. The game is over in Minnesota. Minnesota has defeated Milwaukee by 4-0. And Jack Brickhouse on the 10th inning program will give details on the other games that are played this afternoon and the schedule of games to be played tonight, as Ron Santo delivers a base hit up the middle. And the Cubs have had three straight hits in this inning off Carlton. After Kessinger lined out to the third baseman, Torrey, Beckert got a base hit to right. Williams put that blast into right center at roughly the same spot he hit that home run yesterday. And Santo, after running the count at 2-2, rifles one up the middle. Here's Pepitone, who's 2-for-3. Pepe hit into a double play in the second inning, singled in the fifth, and had that opposite field home run last inning. Low for a ball. And the fans who stayed, and that includes most of them, have found something to cheer about here in the late innings. Pepitone grounds it foul, and it's 1-1. St. Louis scored a run in the first, five runs in the third, six in the fourth, and two runs in the top of this eighth inning. The Cubs had goose eggs up until the seventh on Pepitone's home run, and now have added two more here, and this foul makes it a ball and two strikes. We'll see if we can scratch a few more runs out of this eighth inning and then turn things over to Jack and have him pile up about a dozen in the ninth. Two balls and two strikes to Pepitone. And if Pepe can keep things going, Johnny Callison will be next. There's just one out here. Pepitone takes low and away, ball three. And the grounder to first is scooped up by Haig, who beats Pepe to the bag. And moving on to second base is Ron Santo. So that's the second Cub out of the inning, as Pepitone grounds to first baseman Haig, who makes the play unassisted. Santo advancing to second on the ground out, and up comes Johnny Callison. Johnny's one for three, struck out swinging in the second, foul to the catcher in the fifth, and singled to right field in the seventh inning. Subsequently, he was erased on a force out. And there's called strike one. Meantime, down in the bullpen, Mo Drabowski, as you see on your screen, is warming up for the St. Louis Cardinals. If you're with us on our leadoff man program, you'll recall that Stan Musial told us that his 3,000th base hit was achieved against Mo Drabowski right here in this ballpark. That foul makes it no balls and two strikes. Try to say that about three times in a row. 3,000th base hit. That's a little tough. Even once in a row. Low into the dirt, and it's one and two to Johnny Callison, who wants to try to keep this inning alive for the Cubs, who have scored twice, to make it a little more respectable. 14-3 the score. Shadows now creeping out to the pitcher's mound here at Wrigley Field as Callison grounds it foul and the count holds at one and two. There are no other afternoon games in the National League. Los Angeles plays at Houston tonight, San Francisco at San Diego tonight, and Atlanta at Cincinnati under the lights. And Callison fouls off another to keep the count at a ball and two strikes. The only afternoon games of the American League are both over, as Baltimore shaded Washington 3-2 and Minnesota shut out Milwaukee 4-0. Callison's grounder to short. Maxville makes the play in time, and the Cubs are out after scoring a couple of runs. So the Cubs pick up a pair on the two-run home run by Billy Williams. And after eight full innings of play, the score reads St. Louis 14, the Cubs 3.
287. The total attendance, 23,445. 23,445.
Well, here's the paid attendance. 23,287. 23,287. Total in the house, 23,445. Phil Regan pitching now, and his opposite number, Carlton, is going to be the batter as we go into the ninth inning. Cardinals way out in front of the ball game by a score of 14-3. I'm Jack Brickhouse, back with you once again, working with Jim West this year on Channel 9. Following the ball game on the 10th inning program, we'll bring other scores up to the moment, and our guest is going to be Al Spangler. Well, one of the fellows who would have been here today, I'm sure, if he weren't in the hospital with some surgery, is Hy Fagenberg. There is a base hit to left center. Carlton comes through. Faggy is the president of the B'nai B'rith Sports Lodge in Chicago, a sports organization that does a beautiful job of not only keeping up an interest in sports among everybody, but also providing some very worthwhile scholarships as a result of their sports activities. Man on second, nobody out. Matty Alou is in the leadoff spot for Red Shane East this year.
Man on second. And that's a strike, strike one.
You commented yesterday, Jack, that when they have Gibson pitching, the Cardinals have nine hitters in that lineup. Evidently, the same holds true of Carlton, who has two doubles this afternoon.
That's right. He likes to take that free swing. Foul ball, out of play. Ball one, strike two. Outside, two and two now. Ballou started the ball game with a double. Later scored on Brock's bunt. Ball two, strike two. Outside, three and two. Phil Regan, the pitcher. Fly ball, right field, Callison over, and Johnny handles it. The man on second goes to third. Now the batter is Dell Maxville. There's a high foul on the right field side, out of play. Strike one. High fly, short right. And Beckert. With Callison pulling up at the last minute, takes this one.
Please bring him here.
Two down. That brings up Lee. Leron Lee out in left field now for the Cardinals. Well, our old buddy, our colleague Stu Nahan, who's the outstanding sports broadcaster for, among others, the Philadelphia Flyers, is in town. He says he's going to give you some trouble, you Blackhawks, Jimmy, so be ready.
Well, we can accept trouble, but we'll turn it back pretty good, too.
Strike one. Stu had a tour of duty here in Chicago as a sports broadcaster, made a lot of friends.
There's a guy who really keeps hopping back and forth from
coast
to coast.
Strike one. Foul ball. 0-2. He's considering making Hefner an offer he can't turn down for the Playboy Bunny plane.
I wonder what kind of an offer that would be.
A few million here or there for Stu.
Strike
two. Ball one, strike two. So the Cardinals have used the Cubs as punching bags today in their bid to square up the series. But no matter what happens, you can't take that opener away from them from yesterday. That was some kind of an opener. 2-2. Foul ball. Still 2-2. There have been 21 hits in the ballgame, 13 by the Cardinals. Ball three, strike two.
Huh? Yeah.
Outfield straight away, fairly deep. Strike, he got him. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. The ball game goes now to the last half of the ninth inning, and the Cubs are trailing 14-3. Half of the ninth inning. And Steve Carlton has sure had things pretty much his own way. Billy Hands, a long time ago, was the Cubs starter. That's a ball. Ball one. These Hands, Bonham, Bob Miller, Stevenson, Regan. Two and oh. Ball three. Three and oh. Ball three, strike one. Three and two. Fly ball. Short center. Javier out, Alou in, and Hooley takes it. That brings up Ken Rudolph. Randy Hundley is in uniform. He'll make the trip with the Cubs. They just don't want to rush him back into the lineup. Let him take his time. But I would imagine sometime on the road trip coming up, he'll see some service.
Well, of course, the Cubs miss his services, and those of Jim Hickman, who has missed the first couple of games because of illness.
Ball one, strike one. Two and one. Strike, two and two. Ball two, strike two. Ball three, strike two. Ground ball, fair ball, third. Torrey throws to first, two down. And Popovich will bat for Regan. That's a little low, ball one. Strike, one and one. Two and one. Some of the students and the band leader from Piper City, Illinois, are here. Two and two. Wire here that the boys and girls at Ravenswood Hospital Medical Center Pediatrics are with us. Three and two. Group of girls from St. Andrew's seventh grade school, seventh grade of St. Andrew's School are here. Three and two. Foul ball again. Ball three, strike two. Strike. This ball game is all over. Popovich struck out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. The final, Cardinals 14, the Cubs 3. We'll be back in a moment with a recap on the game.